The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Well, hello, sunshine. We hope you're having a fantastic week, and we are so happy to have you join us on Power on Plants today. There is something that has come to our attention. In the news this week, an article came up, and you've got to know about this, because let me tell you, this is the kind of stuff that lights us up, and you need to know it. Nobody is talking about this stuff, not in the mainstream media, so you need to hear about what's going on, so that you can make the best decisions for you and your family. Because you not only want to live a long life, you want to feel great living it. And there's no way your body can feel great if you're not eating the things that are fueling your body well. But also, you're getting stuff that's going to hinder you, that's going to keep you stuck in your health struggles. So you need to know about this.
All right. Recently, I saw on Epic TV, as part of the Epic Times newspaper, which is a very large and independent news organization where they actually reveal news and they reveal facts, not biased. And what they told was that in most famous fast food chain restaurants, that the chicken patties, chicken nuggets, chicken strips, now granted we don't eat chicken here, but not everybody is completely plant-based, maybe mostly plant-based, maybe working on it. But when you think chicken strips, chicken patty, you think you're getting 100% chicken.
Yeah, unless back in the day, you know, where you're eating the chicken nuggets that are the pressed nuggets that don't look like chicken. You know, when you break them apart, they don't string. They actually look like, I don't know, like, pressed Play-Doh or spongy. Yeah, something. It's not right. But when you get the chicken nuggets that look like whole nuggets, or you get a chicken sandwich that looks like real chicken, you just assume it's all chicken,
well, why
right?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's a chicken breast. But what they found is that most of these are on average only 60% chicken. 60%.
Think about that.
So
for
what
a
is
minute.
The rest of it? It's 40% not.
40% something else. And we know what some of the things are, and that's what we want to make you aware of as well, because these aren't things you really need to be eating, right? So one of the main ingredients is cellulose. Do you know what cellulose is? It's wood pulp.
It's wood pulp. If you look at it on the ingredients label, and we encourage you, look at the ingredients
labels. Read them.
Because that's where the ingredients mm-hmm. are. By law, they have to put them in there. Now, sometimes they're kind of tricky with them. They'll use big names, or they'll take things like sugars that are, have different names, different forms. They're still sweet, but they use them in different forms, so they kind of hide it, kind of manipulate it.
Well, and it's with sugars, if they can list it 20 different ways with 20 different names, they don't have to list it as high up in the ingredients list, right?
So it makes it, oh, this is only 2% of that, so it makes its way down the ingredient mm-hmm. list. instead of being number one, number two, number three.
Right.
But microcellulose fiber. This is wood pulp. This is wood pulp that they've broken down to really fine pieces that they can then incorporate. And what do they use that for? They use it in the breads to act as a bulking agent. I mean, it's super cheap because it's probably a byproduct of something else where they've taken wood and you've got all these fibers left over. What are we going to do with them? Hey, let's recycle them. Let's put them in fast food.
Yeah, now, so people feel full and we can bulk up the food a little bit and cut our cost and everybody will leave feeling great. No.
But you don't just find it in fast foods. I mean, you'll find it in all different types of prepared products out there
even
on
in
the supermarket shelves.
Right, even in your grocery store.
But other things. So you have soy protein isolate. Now you think, soy, well, that doesn't sound so bad.
And we talked about soy last week.
Yes.
We talked about, is it good for you? Is it bad for you? This is not the type of soy that's good for you. Number one, it's not going to be organic. Number two, it's not going to be non-GMO. And number three, it's an isolate. It means something has been isolated out of the soy and pulled out a piece of it. It's not a whole food. You're not eating whole soy here. This is a whole different type of soy. This is like comparing a lollipop or cotton candy to a piece of fruit, okay? And it's not even as good as that. It's not even as good as lollipop or a piece of candy, probably, but I'm not saying those are good. I'm just saying, oh, my word.
But
it's
anyway,
an isolate.
But anyway,
so you've got
isolate.
A little isolate.
So, yes, you're taking it apart. You're blowing up the soybean, and you're taking just the protein. And we won't even get into this today about the processes used to do that.
Oh, man.
Because that's a whole other level of just no.
Yeah.
Just no, ma'am.
It messes your food up so badly. It can actually make it dangerous, depending on the process.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, depending on the chemical that it produces in that process. But with the soy isolate, you mentioned about being organic or not being organic, not being GMO, but what about all the chemicals that are sprayed on it? That are sprayed on it because it's GMO. Like there are crops where they genetically modify them so that those crops can withstand Roundup, so that they can kill the weeds around them. But the plants themselves don't die, but it still has Roundup on it, and you get exposed to it. I mean, there are people where they can test their blood, and they have traces of Roundup in their blood.
It's horrible.
This is insane.
It's horrible.
So
I don't
need it. So soy protein isolate. What are other ones that they use? Well, they use modified potato starch. They use wheat flour. Do you think, okay, well, wheat flour, that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, that's in the bun. Yes, but again, what is sprayed on the wheat? Because again, I'm pretty sure it's not non-GMO and it's not organic. Same thing. But wheat gets sprayed with Roundup, but not for the same reason. Mm-hmm. It gets sprayed to dry it faster so that they can harvest it faster.
Wow.
Yes. So with that, they don't even have to mess around with the non-GMO to make it Roundup proof. They're just going to spray Roundup on it to kill it off faster so they can harvest it faster and get it on your plate faster.
Wow. Wow.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of these different things. And then there are chemical preservatives that get used in these, chemical flavorings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's going to list flavors, spices, things of that nature. But
we're talking about something here that is advertised as chicken, and you're thinking it's whole chicken because it strings and kind of looks like chicken, and 60% of it is chicken. We won't even talk about what's in the chicken. We're not even talking about that.
We're not even going to go there.
No, because there are all kinds of things in there you don't want to be eating. But you're eating 40% of something else that's not chicken, okay? So you're getting wood pulp. You're getting this soy isolate that we're talking about. You're getting flavorings and colorings on top of that.
Modified potato starch and wheat flour and just a whole host of different things.
This is not okay, all right? I know you don't go to fast food thinking you're eating a truly healthy meal. But this is not okay that companies are doing this and we're unaware. So we want you to be aware of why it's so important to understand what is going into the hands of your toddler, what is going onto your plate, because this greatly determines the type of future and present that you're going to be able to live. Yeah. And we know it to be true because we've lived it. Our clients have lived with the struggles and the frustrations of eating things that they didn't realize they were eating until we worked with them and said, hey, this is why. This is why you're having this struggle with this. This is why, you know, let's get to the root cause of what is in this, quote, food that we're eating. You need to learn how to read the labels. You need to learn and understand and be aware of what the restaurants are putting into your food. Or better yet, if you're not eating it, or at least find your new favorites that you can whip up just as fast as you could get that fast food when you sit in the line waiting for it or stand in line waiting for it, right? If you can learn how to make something just that quick and that simple that you like that tasted as good or better, it's a win. It's game on, right?
Now, I have to do a shameless plug here because we've been talking about fast food chicken burgers and, not burgers, but fast food chicken sandwiches. And there are some that we're all very well acquainted with, and they're not open on Sunday. Well, I will say that our food resident genius over here has stumbled upon a tofu nugget that I promise you tastes so much like the nugget of the fast food chain that you're probably thinking of.
It does. It's not battered, though. But
no,
it's
not
amazing
battered.
Because it's not battered, but
it's got a similar texture
and
the flavor. So if you're thinking, oh, but I love these things, I don't want to give them up, there can be a better way. That's all we're saying.
Right.
Is there can be a better way and a tactic.
If you just don't know where to start, grab our cookbook. It's kind of a no-brainer because there are over 50 recipes in there that are just such a great place to get started. So you can start gaining momentum. Let's just say you love your meaty spaghetti sauce. You just love it. You can't imagine life without a meaty spaghetti sauce. Well, I have a bolognese recipe in there that is just so good. It would thrill anybody who is used to eating that type of meaty sauce. Or if you like Alfredo sauce, with me, I'd have my creamy cheesy things. That's in there. So once you learn these new favorites and learn how to have your favorite meals in the way that you love, that will actually love you back, then you're gaining energy. Then you're able to live the active lifestyle that you're after. Then you're able to fully live your calling. And that's what we want as busy kingdom women. That is what we're all about.
One thing I want to mention here, and this is a common tactic with any product that is maybe not the best for us. We've seen this used with the tobacco company, and I know it's used even in fast food restaurants and that whole industry. They don't have to convince you that it's healthy for you. They just have to make you doubt, is it really that bad?
Ooh.
Because if you're eating a chicken sandwich and you think, oh, this is 100% chicken, and they may not say it, but maybe at one point it was 30 years ago, and things have changed. But they don't say, hey, eat my chicken sandwich. It's only 60% chicken. So they just get you doubting, is it really that bad for you? And we want you to know that it's not just the chicken. You've got to be armed with this information so that you can make proper food choices.
Right.
And maybe it is that bad for you. I mean, there are preservatives in it that are known to be toxic.
And then when it hits the hot grease, you've got cancer-causing agents. It's a known fact.
Yes.
So when we're eating these things and we're not aware, it can be causing us harm. You can try to figure out all the different places that you can eat it and where it's the worst and where it's better. Or if you want to get better, just eat plants. I mean, if you don't eat those foods, you don't have to worry about it. And it's so much simpler. You know, sometimes you think, oh, I just can't do that. It's going to be hard. But when you know how in a way that's simple, delicious, and doable with your busy schedule, it's not hard. It's just the way you do things. And then, like I always say, that's when it's game on. You know, that's when you get momentum. That's when you get going. Don't be afraid to find your new favorites. That is your step number one. Jared and I always want you to have actionable steps. And we intentionally create this podcast to give you those so that you can start gaining momentum and start moving forward. We don't want to just come on here and say, hey, don't ever eat chicken out at a restaurant. We want you to understand what the news is, what the reports say, what's going on in the restaurants, but then really understand what are some simple action steps I can take today so that I desire those foods less, so that I crave them less, so that I know how to set up my environment for success so that I'm not pulled in like a tractor beam every time I drive by. Right? And sometimes if something has a really strong hold on you, you may need to find a new route to work or a route back from your child's school.
And if it has that much of a pull on you, question why. Because I know the foods that we eat and that we love, whenever I want it, it's not a, I've got to have it.
No.
It's more of a, you know what tastes good tonight? Mm-hmm. You know, that broccoli soup that you make, that'd be really good. Not a, oh man, I'm jonesing so bad.
Brenda said, doing this, I just love you guys because doing this, I've found food freedom. She said, those foods don't have a hold on me anymore that I used to think about all the time. And she naturally went from a size 12 to a size 4 without even trying. This is how you do it. You find your new favorites. And when you're eating the foods that actually fuel your body well, they don't have that kind of hold on you. They don't have chemical reactions in your body or release chemicals in your brain that make you crave them like a drug. They just don't. The bad thing is many of these foods are made that way intentionally. You know, they're filling these with some things that actually will make you crave them more. They're filling them with some things that actually just make you feel full without having to give you the more expensive product, right? I'm not saying they're using the best chicken, but chicken's probably more costly than wood, right? So let's give them some wood, fill them up, and send them on their way. It's a whole lot cheaper for us. That's just straight up wrong. And so we don't want you to be fooled by these things. We want you to be well informed. And once you know these things, it's like we always say, then you have the choice and you can make the best choice for yourself and for those you love. So your goal this week is to find one new plant-based favorite, sister. One thing that has the five power foods, okay? If you don't know what those are, go way back in the archives and listen to episode number 9. Can you believe we have over 200 episodes now?
It's hard to believe.
There's seriously so much actionable information on here. If you will just get started today, you can listen to every single episode, all 200 plus, and never take action, and nothing is going to change. So take one step today for yourself. Just one. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to go all in. We've talked before about how that really is the easiest way to do this. But just make it a goal to do one simple thing today, like finding one new favorite. You can do that, right? We have clients that tell us all the time, you know, I started working with you guys. I came into the membership because I was listening to the podcast and my life started changing. My blood pressure was coming down. My cholesterol came back to normal. When my doctor said it couldn't be done naturally, you'll never do it. Just take a pill, right? They thought, am I always going to feel this tired? Am I always going to be having these same health struggles? And we want you to know that that just doesn't have to be your story. You have a choice. Every time you decide what to put in your mouth and what to put on your dinner plate, right? And so you want to make the best choices for yourself because you only have one life to live and we want it to be the absolute most wonderful life it can be. We want you to feel great and be able to fully live all that you were created to do in life, to care for your family, to serve others, however that may be in your life. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're growing a business. Well, how are you going to do that if you can't think clearly, if you're exhausted all the time, right? If you're a homeschooling mom, how are you going to get up day after day and teach your children and give them your best and love them and model servanthood and all the things that you want to do? You can't do it if you don't feel good. So take one step today. Find one new favorite, and before long, everything is going to start to change for you. I promise it's happened for us. It happens for our clients every single day. It's happening for our podcast listeners who are our Power on Plants family. We get letters from you guys all the time. And let me say, if you're having results, if you're listening to the podcast and you're having results, we want you to go right now and leave a written review. You do not know how much this means to us because Jared and I are sitting here. We share week after week with you and you're there taking action and we don't even know you're there, right? Because we don't get to see you. We don't get to meet you. But we would love to do that. And we read every single review that we get. So go right now and write a written review. We cannot wait to hear about the success you're having, how you're loving the podcast, what you're doing to take action, and know that we are reading it and cheering you on. We love being a part of your plant-based journey. Recently, we got a podcast review from a listener, Mozane P., who says, love their spirit, needed this. You know what? We love having you as a part of the Power on Plants family. We hope you're having a great week. Thank you so much for taking time to write in and let us know what the podcast means to you. We wish you the greatest of weeks, sunshine, and we look forward to seeing you again next time on Power on Plants.